Hey, amen. Say the hardness Samson faced. Amen. The hardness Samson faced. In verse number 12, they said unto him, "We are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines." Amen. Samson was in the top of the rock Edom. And his brethren came and bound him and brought him before his enemy. Brother Samuel, it'd be one thing if it was his enemies that came and bound him and brought him before these Philistines. It'd be one thing, but that ain't what the Bible says. It was his brethren. Amen. And sometimes, amen, sometimes when just going to church and in life in general, it ain't always the enemy. Sometimes it's your brethren that do you wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. But you hear me tonight. Amen. When they brought him down before the Philistines, amen, they brought him to an enemy that he might be destroyed. Oh, God help us. But I also read in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, about a man who was placed in a pit by his brethren. Amen. Then he went from the pit, amen, to Potiphar's house. Went from Potiphar's house to the prison. Amen. Went from the prison to the palace. Amen. Oh yeah, his name was Joseph. Amen. But in the 50th chapter, amen, we find, amen, that God spoke about Joseph. Amen. And he said, amen, they might have meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. And you might be up against your enemy tonight, and it seemed like your brethren put you there. Amen. And it might look like it was meant for evil, but God Almighty gonna bring some good out of it. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Here Samson was in the top of the rock. Amen. He was in a place. Now you gotta look at this. He was between his enemy, which was down here. His brethren had came up to the mountain and bound him and was bringing him to his enemy. He left the rock and was going to face the enemy. He was in between the rock and a hard place. Amen. And there's sometimes in our lives, amen, we just simply get between a rock and a hard place. And now his enemy was shouting against him. And this word shouted carries the connotation that the Philistines rejoiced, amen, that he was bound. They knew now, I can overcome him. Oh yeah, come on now. Amen. As your situation shouted against you and said, oh, I'm gonna get you this time. I'm gonna overtake you this time. I'm gonna take you down this time. You're all bound up, amen, between a rock and a hard place. And they thought they could overcome him. But what I like is the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Amen. You know what that word mightily upon means? It means it overshadowed him. Amen. God help us. The enemy thought they was going to overcome him. Amen. But God overshadowed him. I came to tell somebody tonight, you can't be overcome when God's got you overshadowed. Hallelujah. I said you can't be overcome when God's got you overshadowed. Amen. The ropes melted like flax when the Spirit of God comes on you. That you was bound by falls off. Help me, Lord. Amen. That had you all tied up, amen, goes away. God took the limits off of Samson that man had put on him. I wish you'd take the limits off this meeting tonight. Amen. Hey. Oh, I know. I've been there a time or two. They got to get used to you, and you got to get used to them. You know, but if we can ever get past that, we can have meeting. Amen. Because we only got a few days. Hallelujah. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen. God began to take the limits off of Samson that man had put on him. Man limited him with ropes and said he won't be able to overcome this situation. Amen. But God took the limits off and he said, nothing shall be impossible with me. I don't care what you're up against. champions. I don't care what you're facing. You can't be overcome when God's got you overshadowed. Oh, hallelujah to God. Amen. He's still almighty. He's still on the throne. And he's still moving in the behalf of those that fear him. The hardness Samson faced. But then look at the hindrance Samson fought. He found a new jawbone and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men. Now, the situation he was up against was 1,000 times bigger than he was. The odds were overwhelming. Hey, amen. I didn't get saved till I was 20, boys. Hey, amen. And until that time, hey, amen, I wasn't really fit to be around, just to be honest with you. And Brother Sam, it's a long story, but then he left Mama, and we was poor as dirt, and on it goes. Moved in with Mama, and it just keeps going. Amen. But either way, hatred had built up in me, and you couldn't hardly stay around me. I just hated everybody, thought everybody was against me. But one thing about me, I never did turn down a good fight. Hallelujah. Amen. I run from it now. I can't stand it now. Amen, brother Samuel. I don't like church trouble. Amen. When I come to your church, you'll not hear me talk about anywhere else I've been. Amen. Unless it's good. Amen. Because I don't want to get in the middle of some kind of squabble. And they say, "Now you said this," and I hate that. Hallelujah. Just don't like it. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I never would turn down a good fight. Amen. And here Samson was, the strongest man in the Bible, so to speak. Amen. And here he was up against 1,000 men. Amen. The last fight I got into before I got saved, I was in Piedmont, Alabama at a racetrack. Amen. My brother got into it with the flagman. It's a long story. But before we got through, it was me, my mama, my papa, my uncle, every one of us. Hallelujah. Amen. God help me. Amen. It started out one-on-one, but I didn't know everybody in Piedmont was kinfolk. Needless to say, we got whooped. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I never did run, even though the problem was bigger than I was. Amen. Even though I couldn't handle it and I knew it. Amen. Samson, amen, was ready to fight 1,000 men. Amen. Because he knew God Almighty was on his side. Amen. You know what he done? He reached for the remedy, and he found a resource. Hallelujah to God. He found that the solution was at hand for his situation. And I came to tell you tonight, it don't matter how big it might be, it don't matter how strong they may be, God's got a remedy, and it's within your reach. Amen. The little woman, when the man of God came. Amen. All she had, Brother Mike. That's right, ain't it, Brother Mike? Yes. Amen. All she had was a barrel of meal. That's all she had. Amen. She had one barrel of meal and a cruse of oil, I think the Bible says. A pot of oil. Amen. And he comes up and he says, "Listen, I want you to make mine first." Now, I just heard some of you say that's about like a preacher. Yeah. Amen. But if you do what the man of God says, God will bless you. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All she had was a barrel of meal. Amen. She said, "Now listen, preacher, all I got's enough for me and my baby, and then we're going to die." Hallelujah. Amen. That's all we got. That's all we have. He said, "You make me a cake first, then you make you one." So you know what she done? The first thing she done, amen, was she reached into the barrel and she pulled out one little handful. All she had, just one little handful. Amen. And come time, amen, for him to eat, he got through eating. Amen. Then he says, this is just paraphrasing, I want you to reach back in there again. And that's what she done. She reached back in there again. And guess what? There was enough for her. Amen. Come on now. Amen. The next day, amen, she reached back into the barrel. Oh, God help us. And there was enough for her again. Amen. I'm telling you, the remedy is within your reach. Hey, God help us. When Jesus, amen, was standing before that multitude, amen, and this story intrigues me, amen, because they was in a desert place. There was 5,000 men there starving, hungry 3 days since they ate. He didn't want to send them away fasting. He said, all right, guys, let's feed them. They said, not 200 penny worth of bread won't feed this multitude. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, there's a lad here. Amen. And when he came to Jesus, you listen what the Bible said. They was in a desert place, but Jesus said that they sat them down on green grass. Now, if you didn't believe the Bible, you'd say that's contrary. In a desert place with green grass. Amen. But you know what? Amen. God's got a place for you. Amen. With provision. Amen. Even if you're in a desert place. Amen. And so they sat down on the green grass. 5,000 men, not including women and children. Amen. I don't know. Just speculation. But if every man had a wife, that's 10. Amen. If every family had 2 children, that's 20,000. Some of them had 3 and 4. And if their last name was Snow, they had a bunch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But you know what? Amen. There they was. Amen. Right in the desert place. Amen. And God feeding nearly 22,500, maybe, possibly, even up to 25,000 people. Amen. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Hey, God help us. Amen. That ain't much among so many. Amen. But you know what? When God takes a little, he can make a lot out of it. Yes, he can. Amen. The Bible said he took the bread and blessed it and break it. Yes, he did. Or break it and blessed it. Amen. I want you to know when you'll be blessed is when you get broken. Help us, God. Help us tonight, Lord. Amen. He began, amen, to give the fish and the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples began to give them to the people. Amen. Yes, he did. And you know what? There was 12 baskets full left over. And there was 12 disciples. Amen. Because God has got the remedy. And all you got to do is reach for the basket. It's within your reach. It's right there. Amen. Don't quit now. Don't stop now. Don't run now. The remedy is within your reach. Abraham, when Abraham went to the top of that mountain, now Brother Sam, when I was 18, 19, 20 years old, I wasn't saved, but I could have preached, you know, go on up there and kill your boy. You know, sacrifice him. But when Junior comes along, and I think he's on the way, hallelujah, I could be wrong about that. But you know what? When that boy come along, it's a whole lot different. Now, where's Landon? Where's my little boy? Now, these boys here, they're grown up, and their days of being like that's long gone. Now, these guys here, they go everywhere I go. I hardly, if she can't go to a meeting, brother, I don't go without them. They usually go with me. If she can't go. Amen. But that little boy there, he's in where they were. And he used to, when these first two was born, I could say, now, that we'd go to Walmart. Daddy, I want this. No, hush, boy, we ain't got no money. Just keep on walking, never bother me. You know, I could do that then. I don't know what's happened. Amen. Daddy, I'd like to have some chewing gum, boy, to rot your teeth. Come on, let's go. Hey, I know y'all ain't never done that. Y'all been always been perfect parents, I know. Amen, but just give me a little slack. Amen, but Brother Sam, you know, when that boy come along, these other two, they scared the death of me. Amen, but old Landon, he'd look up at you. He said, Daddy, Can I have a piece of chewing gum? I said, oh, yeah, well, let me see. I ain't got no quarter. I'm sorry, baby, I ain't got no quarter. He said, well, I sure would like to have one. Well, let me get you change for a dollar. Come on. You know how it is. Amen. I can't imagine going to the top of that mountain, amen, and slaying that guy. I can't imagine it at all. Amen. But you know what? Old Abraham, as faithful as he was going to take Isaac, his only son, and slay him. The son, according to promise, amen, he was going to kill him. But when he picked up his hand, amen, going to thrust it through the heart, amen, of his young boy, the angel caught his arm and he said, hang on, Abraham. If you look right over here, the remedy is within your reach. Amen. He said, hang on, I got a ram in the thicket. Amen. We're going to let him take your place. Thank God for the lamb that took my place. Amen. I'm telling you, the remedy is within your reach. Brother John, there was a cross, three crosses. Amen. There was a thief, and it was Jesus. There was another thief. Come here. Get up here with me. Amen. Now put your arms out like you're on the cross. Amen. Now I don't know, Brother Snow. I don't know. I don't know how close they were together. I don't know if they was, you know, this way, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I do know there was three. Amen. One looked at him and railed on him. I mean, there he was bleeding and dying for the sins of the world, and all he could do was talk bad about him. But the other one, when he was there, amen, I doubt that they was able to touch one another. I doubt that. I really do. I don't think they was able to touch one another. Amen. But somehow or another, that other one, when he was hanging on that cross, he told him, he said, now hang on, man. This guy ain't done nothing wrong. Amen. He's suffering wrongfully on this cross. He ain't stole. He ain't killed. He ain't done any of that. Amen. And here he is for no reason at all. Amen. And he looked over at Jesus and he said, Lord, he said, would you remember me when you come in to your kingdom? Amen. Well, that man was standing there on a cross too. Amen. And he probably couldn't touch him. Amen. But Jesus looked back at him. Amen. And he said, listen, he said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. And what he just found out was, hallelujah, amen, that even though he could not touch him, he was within his reach. Oh, hallelujah to God. You might be here tonight and you might not be able to physically touch him, but he is within your reach. He can move in your behalf. He can move in your situation. He's God Almighty and he is within your reach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen. The hardness Samson faced, the hindrance Samson fought, and I'm closing with the help Samson found. God clave a hollow place in the jaw. There came water there out. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof in Hekel, which is in Lehi unto this day. Amen. When he was done killing the Philistines, he cast away the jawbone. And there's been a lot of times, amen, in your life when God gave you a victory, you just cast it away. What brought the victory? Oh, Brother Sam, you preached to me today, buddy. Amen. I love preaching on prayer. Amen. It is most essential. Amen. But when you was praying and it brought the victory then, but when you got the victory, you just cast it away. Amen. Amen. When you was reading your Bible fervently and searching the scriptures, trying to find the answer, and finally the answer came, but then you, when you got the victory, you cast it away. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Amen. I know y'all ain't never done that, but there's some people actually done that. I know y'all hadn't. Amen. But that does happen. Amen. And they cast it away. Amen. And then when he cast it away, guess what? He got thirsty. Amen. And the same resource, amen, that brought him victory for the battle was the same resource that would quench his unsatisfied thirst. Hallelujah. Can I tell you tonight, amen, that the same thing that brought the victory to your life in times past, in victories and battles won in times past, is the same thing that will quench your thirst when you're dry and need revived. Oh, help us, God, tonight. The word in Hack means the spring of one that calleth. Amen. When you call on God, amen, he will let the water flow out of the resource that you found so long ago. Amen. God Almighty's ready to revive. He's ready to pick us up. Amen. I got a friend of mine lives in South Georgia. They're watermelon farmers. That's what they do for a living. This past year, he went on an African safari, and I forgot the name of the place they went to. As they was over there hunting, they was walking down an old dry riverbed. And as they was walking down that dried up riverbed, they was hot, sweating, amen, thirsty. The guys carrying along down through there talking, amen, and carrying on as they was walking, you know, they was out there hunting. Amen. And as they walked down that old dry riverbed, the guide turned around, Brother R.C., and he looked at them guys that I know, and the hunters. The guys looked at the hunters, and he said, "Now listen, guys," said, "I know it's hot, and you're sweating and thirsty." He said, y'all thirsty? He said, they said, "Yeah, man, we're thirsty." Amen. Our throat's dry, it's dusty, it's hot, and here we are walking down an old dried up riverbed. Amen. He said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, you're walking right down an old dried up riverbed." Bed. He said, "But what you don't realize is, amen, that elephants come to this same riverbed, amen, and 12 inches beneath your feet, there is a fresh flowing river of water, amen. It dries over every year, and them elephants come and they stamp and they stomp until they can break that dust, and only 12 inches below the soil, amen, there was an unquenchable river." Amen. God help us. What they did not realize was, as thirsty as they was, as dry as they was, the remedy was within their reach. All they had to do was dig a little. All they had to do was stomp a little. I'd like to see somebody get to digging and stomping around here before I get to leaving here. Amen. I'm telling you, the remedy is within your reach. Amen. Amen. I was at Brother L.D. Savage's, and I'm closing. If somebody would like to come to the music. I was at Brother Savage's preaching revival, and there was a young lady there, and her husband had left her. And she was about 30 years old. And Brother Sam, there's something wrong with her back. I don't know what it was, but she was in severe trouble with her back. Her bottom two vertebrae were touching, and there was no substance between them to separate them. In everybody's back, there's some kind of jelly that separates your vertebrae, so when you move, they don't grind together. Well, she was missing that, and there was grinding together. I mean, it was awful. Amen. She said, she stood up and testified, "I can't work. I go to work, but I can't climb stairs. I can't mop. I can't sweep at home. I can't do anything. I can't bend over. I can't do any." 30 years old, husband left her, and there she was. Amen. With a backache that was unbelievable. Well, she got to praying one night. We got to having a good altar service, and she came up to get prayer, and when she did, me and Brother Ricky Savage prayed for her. When we prayed for her, amen, the service was nearly over, brother, and so somehow or another, amen, she leaned up against the wall over there, Brother John, and as she leaned up against that wall, Brother Ricky was trying to close the service. When she stepped up, she said, "Brother Ricky," she said, "before you close this service," she had done started shaking a little bit, Brother Mike, amen, she said, "before you close the service, I'd like to testify." He said, "Go ahead." bed. She said, I'd just like to tell the church that I feel like God healed my back tonight. She said, I feel like he healed my back tonight. Amen. He said, okay. She said, the reason I say that is because tomorrow I'm going to have tests done. I'm going to have x-rays done. But I feel like he touched me tonight. Amen. Brother Sam, I got to admit, I was getting worried. Hey, the proof is in the pudding. Amen. As they say back at the house. Amen. But the next day she got up and she went down to the hospital. Amen. When she walked in there, she said, now listen, before y'all do these x-rays, I want to tell you, amen, God healed my back tonight. We're in revival. Been going every night and God healed my back. They said, oh, well, okay, whatever. But we're going to check you anyway. We're going to take up and do some x-rays anyhow. Amen. So they went in there and done some x-rays. When they come out, they said, look, now the specialist is supposed to be in here today. Amen. And when the specialist comes in, we'll let her look at you and see what's happening. So they put her in a room and let her just sit there all by herself, trying to make her doubt it. Amen. But they somehow or another waited on that specialist. And when the specialist come in, she came in to see, I forgot her name. I think her name was Amber or whatever it was. Amen. And she came in. She said, Miss so-and-so said, I'm here. I'm your specialist. I'm going to do your x-rays. She said, yeah. She said, but before you do, she said, I just want to let you know God healed my back last night. Y'all ain't going to get excited. I will for you. Hallelujah. She said, no. Amen. You know what, Brother John? The specialist was a Muslim. Amen. She said, I just want to let you know God healed my back. Amen. This Muslim woman looked at her. She said, oh no, God did not heal your back. She said, oh yes, he did. We've been in revival. She said, I know he healed my back. She said, oh no, he did not heal your back. We shall do x-rays. They carried her in there and began to do some x-rays, Brother Sam. Amen. They got done with all the x-rays. Amen. When they got done with all the x-rays, amen, Brother John, step out here if you don't mind again. They took an x-ray from her side. Amen. And when they took that x-ray from her side, you could see right through here, amen, that the backbone was touching. Then they took an x-ray from behind, and you could see two holes in the back of her vertebrae. Amen. Solid holes. Amen. It was leaking some kind of fluid, causing excruciating pain. Amen. So when the Muslim lady come out, amen, she carried the lady over down to the waiting room. And when she was sitting there, here she come. Amen. She came mad as a hornet. Amen. The old Muslim woman came running her hands through her hair. She said, it cannot be. Your God did not heal you. Amen. She said, oh yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hey, God help us. Amen. She said, oh no, he didn't. Said, oh yes, he did. She said, if your God healed you, borrow your pen. If your God healed you, amen, I tell you what I want you to do. She said, I know you can't bend over. I know you cannot do anything. She said, if your God healed you, she throwed the pen down a lot. Different ideas. She said she was mad and throwed it down. She said, if your God healed you, you pick up the pen. Amen. She looked at the woman. She looked at the pen. She looked at the woman. Looked at the pen. She walked over to the pen. Amen. Instead, amen, of just easing down, you know, since her back was in the shape it was in. Amen. She didn't want to do that. Amen. She just walked over there and picked the pen up. Amen. And walked right back over to the old Muslim doctor, handed the pen to her. Amen. The next night, she came to the house of God. And when she came to God's house, this night she had a manila envelope with four x-rays in there. The first x-ray, you could see the two holes. The second x-ray, you could see the two vertebrae touching. The third x-ray, day, you could see the two black holes had turned white, and God had filled up every hole in her backbone. The fourth x-ray showed that there was more jelly in between those vertebrae than there was in the rest of her back. She found out that the remedy was within her reach. I came to tell you tonight, the remedy for your trouble, the remedy for your problem is within your reach. Stand with me. You're here tonight and you need help from God. You need God to move in your life. There's a situation that, brother, as good a man as he is and as good as a lady as she is, they can't help your situation.
That's right.
But God can. You're here tonight and you need God to move in your life. While she begins to play and sing, I want you to step out and come around this altar. Raise your hands. Amen. And say, God, I might be in between a rock and a hard place, but I can't be overcome when I've been overshadowed. Oh, I know the remedy for my trouble, the remedy for my problem, the remedy for my situation is within my reach. Oh, come on, why don't you worship a little while tonight? Why don't you worship God a little while tonight? Why don't you glorify God in this place tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah.